something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trendfamous Dunk Shot.
Dunk Shot.
That is a reference to a mic'd up moment from the NBA, from Grizzlies reserve forward, John Conchar.
Conch Jitty on Twitter. his handle is.
He was like, I don't know how I got that name. He said he just made it up because he thought it sounded cool with
good
his
branding.
Last name. Jitty Conchar.
Maybe a reference to another thing Jack and I are doing. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe maybe you hear about it. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
We don't know.
Mysteries abound.
Yeah, yeah. But you can hear our analysis of that maybe someday in the not too distant future.
Although I think people who saw me asking for ideas in the Discord may have an idea. But I don't know.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
And here are some things that are trending.
Yep, yep.
Neil Young is trending. This is refreshing.
Yeah.
An aged rock star who is trending for a good reason. He's demanding Spotify remove his catalog since they want to keep platforming Joe Rogan.
Yeah. He said, it's me or Joe Rogan. And Neil, I respect the shit out you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. They're not, they'll be like, okay, here's your catalog.
Deuces. But, deuces, Neil.
But I like the energy because, you know, that I feel like that is leverage artists have over Spotify to say, you know what? You know, what sayest you, Beyonce, Jay-Z,
Drake, yeah,
Taylor Swift? You know what I mean? Like that would kick them in their ass. But I don't think these people are invested enough. And probably they're not interested in wading into the culture wars as it is with the, what does he do? Like 11 million downloads a fucking episode or something?
Yeah, I think it's slightly more than our show is what I'm told, which I know is going to be surprising to a lot of people. But
hey, we're daily. Come on, folks.
Come on, bro. But yeah, I mean, I do. You know, let's see it from the younger generation. Let's get out there.
Yeah, but again, I mean, like, it's always commendable, but. You know, asking the money-making machine with no feelings or a soul to have that, it's a losing battle.
It's a loser, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, love the energy. Love the energy, Neil. Love the energy.
Rahoslk is trending.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes. Bravo is firing the cast member, Jenny, who is the... You know, one of the few Asian cast members in the franchise of the Real Housewives franchise, because of you know, some racist, ignorant ass Facebook posts that she had cooking. And, you know, people were like, ugh, that's gross. But at the same time, when they put out a whole little Instagram post being like, you know, we're parting ways. Like, this is not what we stand for kind of shit. A lot of people, anyone who's watched the show is like, okay, do Luann next. Do you remember when she had blackface on?
Right.
Okay, what about Ramona Singer? What about old Turtle Time?
What did Ramona do?
Yeah, so it just reeks of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
The highest of hypocrisies.
The highest of Tupac receipts. But this is just like another moment too, where you're like, oh, you're using like this, you know, a person of color to be like your sacrificial lamb when you have so much house cleaning to do. If you're gonna, you know, set a standard, it's a terrible look when you're then like excusing it for white cast members.
You got some real house cleaning to do is more like it.
Oh boy. But this is the problem with all these reality shows. I mean, they cast whoever, and if you get, you know, eyeballs on the show, it's easier for them to make the argument internally that we can't actually do away with you. Because right. That would be the end of the show. But then you're like, well, then you need to do better and realize you can't be tethered to people who are, you know, spreading all kinds of dumb nonsense and hate.
Yeah, like people talk about how the Eminem's controversy that was kicked up by Tucker Carlson because he's like, I don't want to fuck the green Eminem anymore. What's right. going on here? I've seen people be like, well, that's just free marketing for Eminem's. Like they got exactly what they wanted. And, you know, every other like brand controversy. And like, I don't know if I'm fully convinced that they knew that Tucker Carlson was going to be so mad that he doesn't want to fuck the green Eminem anymore. But like with reality shows, like you can just see it in the casting. Like they know that putting awful people who say bad things on the show is what drives interest in the show. Yeah. So like that for sure feels like it's by design,
Bidizzy.
And Jimmy Fallon, there's this clip from Fallon. I don't know. Do we want to watch it? Like how it's Jimmy Fallon and a unrecognizable to me, Paris Hilton.
You've just been out the game, man.
I've just been out the game.
Yeah.
It's been months since I hung out with Paris, but she's like in Ariana Grande, like cosplay. It feels like she's
so much weaving.
Yes.
The hair is thicker than we've ever seen, and the ponytail going up to the fucking space station.
Mm-hmm. Looks great, but I just didn't recognize
this conversation
her.
Though. Is this conversation, speaking of NFTs, right? We're already kicking crypto while it's down. This is the most, I think we do need to play it just because, you know, based on what we were saying, right? That the whole crypto market is, you know, it's kept alive by more unwitting investors entering the space and being able to, you know, keep the revenue there. So for people who own a ton of crypto, they still have, you know, the value is still there. So we always see celebrities and people with huge platforms always being like, you know, these big evangelists for crypto. But this is like such a transparent like promo for NFTs between Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton that they can't even like, not to say that they're our greatest actors, but my God, they are so checked out of this conversation. Well,
I feel like they are. It reminds, like somebody told them that this is like the next big thing and they don't understand why, because there is actually no real like logic at the core of it. But they are. Yeah, it's just so strange. This feels like, if you've ever seen like those Vic Berger clips or like the editing makes everything feel like you're like having a bad trip or you've just been poisoned with some sort of like mean psychedelic, that's what this clip feels like, but that you don't have to do any of the editing because it's just everything about it is very strange.
They're showing each other printed out NFTs and they're talking about it. And this is a segment on a late night show.
I'm so happy I taught you what they were.
You did. You taught me what's up, and then I bought an ape.
I got an ape, too, because I saw you on the show with Beeple, and you said you got a MoonPay, so I went and I copied you and did the same thing.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
This is your ape.
Yeah, we debuted. It's really cool. Like the hat, the shades.
People are applauding for a fucking picture.
People went, oh.
Pick your ape.
Yes, I was going through a lot of them, and I was like, I want something that like kind of reminds me of me, but I... This one, It does. I think we made like another version of it where he takes the hat off and blonde hair comes out.
Yeah, because you can take hair whatever you want.
Mm-hmm, animated version.
We're part of the same. We're part of the same community. We're both apes.
I love it.
This is my ape.
Yours. Yours is so cool. I love the red heart sunglasses. I love
what?
The
It reminded me of me a little bit because I wear striped shirts. Mm-hmm. I've worn these heart sunglasses because my daughter's...
Okay, just stop. We're fucked. We're fucked.
We're so fucked, man.
What the fuck is that? Like, really? I've come around on Paris Hilton over the years. But it's just like one of these things, too. It's just so transparent. Like, what is happening? They don't give a fuck. They said, we need to leverage our celebrity and use this TV show to platform this NFT and get more people just to normalize it, introduce it to the discussion. So now more people are, you know, tuning in for a shot.
Do you think it's that transparent that, like, somebody went to them and was like, here is a briefcase of money, do this? Or do you think it's them, like, chasing a trend that they think, like, when Reese Witherspoon is like, everybody should know that the next big thing, like, that also felt like transparently, like, somebody was paying her to say that. But, like, do you think that it's just a thing where they're like, no, this is the next big thing because people say it is? And so, like,
they're around people who are getting rich off of it for sure because they're wealthy. And so to them, it is it's another way to make money. They're completely removed from what it all means. But I think for them, it's like the data points I have are this fucking guy I know. He sold this thing for like $500,000. Like, it's so wild. Like, I'm getting involved too. And then once they're in there and they probably see things going on, I'm sure people are in their ears like, you guys got to be really out there to promote it because, you know, the more people that like start to get in on this revolution, the more that your stake actually increases in value. Right. And so I don't know if that's where I'm like, did the people who like got them to even do this shit, like that to be like, yeah, man, I'll fuck it. Here's my NFT. Are they, I don't know. I just don't know if they're getting told to, like, you got to actually hype it up a little bit, or they just inherently know that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It's like, but that's what's so insidious about the whole like logic of late stage capitalism is like that instinct of like trying to keep up with like the latest trends and like whatever's making people money and like whatever people think is cool is like built in, is like baked into the DNA of the system so that like you don't even need to like get behind the scenes and tell Jimmy Fallon to do the thing like they used to do in the 50s where they were like, tell them you're smoking parliaments.
Exactly.
And it's smooth.
And it's the same thing. Like we've seen Kim Kardashian also like do like these pump and dump schemes for crypto and shit. It's just, I think it's just part of, if you're an influencer now, you're going to be offered a check. Because people who are, you know, really trying to get crypto and NFTs to take off know that getting celebrity buy-in to normalize this is the biggest weapon or tool that they have at their disposal. So, you know, it's all right there, folks. Anyway, buy Zitecoin.
Exactly. That's the only real NFT. Let's take a quick break, during which you will probably hear an ad for Zitecoin, and then we will be right back. Zitecoin Moon, Zitecoin Moon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And
I love that ad where I'm like, I had nothing until I bought 1,400 Zeitcoin. Now I'm a billionaire.
Billion. All right. Disney's trending. It's about time. Somebody needs to start giving these folks a look. So they're making a live action Snow White.
Okay.
And like they've announced the casting of Snow White. They've announced the casting of the evil queen. They've announced a dude, but they're like, it's not the prince and it's not the huntsman. So make of that what you will. And then they haven't announced the casting of the Seven Dwarves. And Peter Dinklage called out Disney for how backward their approach to live action Snow White had been.
Right.
And so they're coming out saying they're going to do the right thing, I guess.
Quote, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. Like, do you even need it?
Mm.
You know, like, are you going to do a Song of the South live action remake too?
Right.
Like, and we are, we're consulting with the racist crow community to make sure that right. We don't offend anyone. It just seems like okay, sure. Yeah. I just feel like these live action remakes of cartoons are so fucking weird and I don't like them.
Yeah. Who can forget the live action Lion King that, everybody immediately forgot it.
Right.
It wasn't like, that's, the live action remakes feel like we've talked about how Avatar is a movie that like had no cultural imprint, even though it was like wildly popular. Like all the live action remakes feel the same way too.
It's
just like, oh yeah, okay, that was the thing that happened 7 years ago. But like nobody thinks about those things, I feel like.
Right.
Beauty and the Beast.
Was that one good? I thought people liked that. I don't even know. Again, and I never check for them because I'm like, this is
like
freaky.
It.
Look, I'm not interested. I don't know who Maleficent is. I have to go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to lie. I love the Beauty and the Beast live action remake. Although I could see people like kids liking it because it's just that's the first one they're seeing instead of the cartoon, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe it will have a lasting
impact.
I
like how you're really trying to both sides.
Like, well, no, I'm just like wondering why Disney does it other than the like quick cash grab. And I'm guessing it's because like they're seeing on Disney Plus that people are like watching right. the shit out of it because they have kids and they're just like, you know, my kid wants to see Gaston like die in real life, not just an animated version.
It's probably the same thing like they're, you know, conservatives trying to do with history. It's like, yo, man, get it out because some kids ain't seen the shit yet. And the version you tell them, they might believe that. Whereas they'll be like, yes, this is this generation's Beauty and the Beast. And they won't get so weirded out when they like, my Beauty and the Beast was the animated version. Mm. So I see you, Disney.
Apprehended. Jim Jordan is tweeting out some nonsense.
Yeah, just more. He's just trying to like drum up more xenophobic. Fucking immigration angst and fear tweeting 1.9 million illegal immigrants were apprehended at the southern border in 2021. That's larger than the population of Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, Ohio combined.
Mm.
Okay, so what exactly is your gripe that people were apprehended?
Right.
Or you're trying to just make the point in a very dumb way that it's like they're more illegal immigrants have been apprehended than these cities in my state, folks.
They're
it's
coming
a fear
for
of a
you,
brown planet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. But that's why a lot of people are like, so what are you for? Like, if apprehended bad, then letting people roam freely to come back for their court date, good?
Yeah.
Accidental ally.
Absolutely. Puerto Rican protesters tore down the Ponce de Leon statue. So the King of Spain, which is still a thing, was set to visit Puerto Rico for the 500th anniversary of the founding of its capital, San Juan. And protesters tore down a statue of Juan Ponce de Leon.
What the fuck did they... What is wrong with these colonizers, man?
They should just let... Yeah.
Like,
they should
what,
just they, let him walk in and be like, ah, yes.
Hello, also, that it's a good idea.
My subjects.
Like, no, yeah. Man. Like, the last time we saw somebody with your title, it was, fuck out of here.
Right.
And then you think it's going to be with arms wide open.
Yeah.
When you show up? Come on now. Come on now. It's like, it's such an... Puerto Rico is already in such a fucked up place because the... As it stands, the federal government's like, I don't know, are you a state? Do you need, like, do we need to look at the predatory debt that people have put this place into? Do we need to actually make sure there's representation in Congress that is tangible, meaningful, or just, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, just absolutely politically completely fucked over repeatedly. Yeah.
But. Sure, but we have the fucking King of Spain. Like, that sounds like a joke name.
Right.
The King of Spain.
Yeah.
That sounds like a DJ's name in Ibiza or something. Yo, coming to the stage after Armin Van Helden is the King of Spain. Ah!
Right. Yeah. Still monarchy over there. Still have it going. And then there's some NBA.
Hubbub.
So people are talking about how like James Harden had a funny reaction to Kyrie Irving. So these are the Nets, the big three of the Nets, who are like three of the best offensive players, probably top eight. Three of their players are top eight offensive players in the NBA. Harden came in a little out of shape, but he's now like getting back to his typical speed. So people are now being like, Harden hates the other two guys. Like it's like very...
Right.
It's just the way that people write about the NBA and it, I don't know. I find it very boring when like the whole thing is like about, you know, who's going to get traded for who and like just breathlessly speculating on like trades that 99.9% of them never happen. So this is now being connected to like Ben Simmons, who they can't trade because he's sort of a toxic asset because he has refused to play this year. And... It's just, I don't know. It's very boring.
Yeah, it's this happens in like so many sports too, where you just need a shred of something that's possible, and then you can get so many clicks on articles that say nothing, on and get so much engagement on tweets that say nothing.
Right.
Because this is like the kind of thing where it's like, hey man, he intends to, you know, experiment with free agency, even if it lands him back in, you know, Brooklyn, is like one of the things. And then so you can use that. It's like fucking QAnon. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Well, he's exploring. He said he's down to explore free agency. He kind of looked at Kyrie weird in this clip, even though they smiled and embraced each other at the end. And Ben Simmons. Okay, we got it. We got it. Here's the story.
Right.
It's I'm sure it's tiring, but
yeah,
that'd be cool to see Embiid and James Harden playing.
Yeah.
You like Embiid. That?
Yeah. I would love to see anybody and Embiid play, basically, like any right. like whoever they could replace Simmons with would be great. Right. Like people are like, maybe Simmons will come back and start playing. Like, I don't, why? Like, what's he gonna do that is going to make anybody, like, they are not a fit. Like, just, yeah, they need to trade him for somebody. But all right, well, those are some of the things that are trending
on this
Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.